all that has occurred as far as session in Albany and a very important bill that was hammered out about a week ago. Jim Gorman was right at the center of all, the New York State Senator presiding over District Number 5. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Thursday. Senator, welcome aboard. How are you?
Great, Jay. How you doing today?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. I tell you, this was an important one. And, you know, just so everybody knows, it was Senator Gorin who sponsored the Senate version of this water bill. We're talking about the North Shore Water Authority that will take on those North Shore customers that have been served unceremoniously over the years, I might add, by New York American Water. And, Senator, this was kind of a ping pong match, right? It was a little back and forth. There was some concerns. How did it kind of come about as far as the 11th hour was concerned? If you can recap that for us, sir.
Well, you know, the Senate had actually passed several different bills, different options. But at the end of the day, it appeared that, you know, the easiest option to pass was to do it regionally. So rather than creating one large Nassau Water Authority, we created a North Shore Water Authority for the people that I represent in the, you know, Seacliff, Glenwood general area. And it will just give the people who are suffering with, you know, these ridiculous rates the self-determination to move towards public water and, I believe, much lower rates.
There you go. And it's something many, listen, we've been on this for years. Did the governor sign this? I don't believe I read that, but is his signature on this thing yet?
You know, the governor takes a while to review legislation before he signs, you know, most of the legislation, particularly, you know, local bills such as this, you know, although it does obviously have a more regional impact. You know, I'm very hopeful that he will because, you know, we worked with the Department of Public Service in developing some of the final language for the bills that we introduced, including this one. So we believe it covers, you know, all the technical issues, and it really is a simple bill. It just creates an entity to allow people you know, become part of a public water system.
No question. And it's such an important way to public water for that region. And you're talking about rate relief, and I'm talking about significant rate relief, which we all know has not been the case. Now, these folks have been seeing hikes of, what, 26 to 30%, Senator? And that was back in May. Remember the rising and everything else? So this is a very important step there.
It is.
What about?
It's,
yeah, go ahead, sir.
Important. No, I mean it is. It's really the only way we can go is to give people the ability to make their own determination. Now, you know, the next steps there will be the town of Oyster Bay as well as Village of Seacliff and other municipalities involved will actually go now and appoint independent members of these boards, you know, of the North Shore Water Authority Board, and then they will make the decision moving forward. Eventually, you know, they've got to somehow obtain the infrastructure from New York American Water. Hopefully they could do that on a negotiated basis, but if not, they have the ability to use condemnation as a public authority.
Now, does the impending sale of NYAW to Liberty have any type of impact in all of this while we await signature from the governor, in your estimation?
You know, I can't think of anything specific. Perhaps there may be an impact, but I think it would probably, you know, make most sense, you know, just to allow this public process to work moving forward.
But all right, that's a six.
You know, something between two private entities.
Yep, that is a $600 million pending sale. We got to keep an eye on that. The situation as far as providing annual state funding for the authority of $1 million, that would start this year, correct?
Yes. Once it's signed, that would begin, and it would give the North Shore Water Authority, in effect, the seed money, and there would be access to that fund in the future. It's the consolidation fund that the governor set up several years ago to encourage you know, water districts and other municipal entities to consolidate. There's a lot of money there and very few governments use it because nobody seems to want to consolidate. So by having access to this fund, we believe it will be a significant help to the residents because it could reduce the costs of not just the operation, but I believe also will assist with some of the capital purchasing of the infrastructure.
Yeah. I know when everything was kind of on the table and the back and forth and everything else, there was some, including, I always remember the public service officials, Department of Public Service, they didn't really, they weren't all in, let's put it that way, right? I mean, they kind of called it unconstitutional and illegal on its face value there. Was that the biggest sticking point, trying to turn those types of ideas into reality here? What was the latest there with that? How did that
get around? No, there was one bill that was that was introduced that really did have a lot of problems, and that's what they were referring to. No, the Department of Public Service was actually very helpful to us throughout this whole process, and you know, and providing guidance and advice and. You know, even an acknowledgement that as, you know, the North Shore Water Authority sets up, they would make available, their own personnel, to assist with, technical issues. They, you know, obviously have a whole water department there that could be invaluable. No, the public service, department was very helpful, and some of the language, you know, in this bill, was included based on their suggestions. I think you're referring to one bill that was out there that really had some issues.
Somewhere in the beginning of May when everything was kind of going back and forth here. So we'll keep an eye on that. One last thing, we'll move on this. Now, for years, you know, you did a tremendous job, as everyone knows, with Suffolk County Water Authority. It's going to take special people to oversee here. Are there any names out there as far as leading the way for this North Shore Water Authority?
Well, you know, it is not up to the state legislature to determine that. It will now be up to the board members that will be representing their neighbors that will comprise this new authority. You know, it is certainly public knowledge that the village of Seacliff, as a government, which was very helpful in, helping to do this, make this a reality, in fact, they conducted a feasibility study through some grant money that I was able to give them. They, the next step is really to have some negotiations with surrounding public entities, I believe. Again, it'll be their call, but there's no secret that they have been informally talking to the Jericho Water District. So the option is, once the assets are acquired, because they have to acquire the assets before they can enter into any negotiations, although they could probably do it simultaneously, they may very well start negotiating with a surrounding, water entity, public entity, and do some sort of a long-term contract, which is, you know, very common in the public water industry. If not, they always have the option of hiring people and operating it, with public employees.
Senator Jim Gorin with us. State Senator Gorin, of course, presiding over the 5th senatorial session ending a week ago, sir. How would you rate as far as everything coming down the pike, getting things done? There's still a few things on the table of concern. Give me an overall assessment as far as how things finish.
Well, you know, we got a lot done at the end. Yes, there was some legislation that, you know, many folks were hoping we would enact. But, you know, Jay, I've learned in now my third session that sometimes things just have to be thought out a little bit more and have to take a little bit of time. But we accomplished quite a bit. You know, the biggest thing we accomplished is I believe we're really starting to move this economy forward and getting out of COVID. Economically. And if you see the most recent tracking of revenues coming into the state, it's several billion dollars more than was anticipated. So we're already coming out of this economic mess. We obviously still need to deal with the health issues, but I think, now that we have such a high percent of the population has taken, the vaccine, that I think we are in a good place. And I think the legislature, through a variety of economic incentive bills that we passed, now has it on the right track so that we can hopefully make a full recovery as quickly as possible.
Listen, it was announced today you're going to have a full capacity at the U.S. Open. You kind of get a sense that things are going in the right direction in that regard. But there's still a lot of questions, Senator, regarding safety, and especially as session ended, clean slate. I know it's still out there, you know, the sealing of records for those as far as misdemeanors and felonies. You know, less is more is in the books. A lot of people are somewhat concerned, though, as far as where we're at. We see some of the numbers of crime, they're elevating when you compare. What about the aspect of safety? What can you tell us as far as some of the things happening at the finish line last week?
Well, certainly there were additional criminal justice bills that were being considered, but they weren't really ready for to be voted on. There were a lot of issues that still had to be discussed, and I believe we are moving in the right direction. And there are others that may have wanted to pass certain things that just didn't happen this session.
We'll keep an eye on things of that nature. MTA as well. A little bit of a shakeup there. There has always been the discussion as far as the salt and the cap and everything going on there. Were there any talks going on as far as doors closed? And do we see any ray of light regarding tax situations and salt here on Long Island, in your estimation?
Well, I know Congressman Swazi is fighting very hard, leading the battle down in Washington to get back that deduction. We have to get it back. It is killing homeowners, particularly here on Long Island, who just, can no longer, get a full value of their, deduction. And it's, everybody's paying more in income taxes. Everybody's writing checks now who never wrote checks before. And it has to turn around. And, obviously Washington is where the jurisdiction is to do that.
All right. That's something to keep in mind. One thing that caught my eye, and I can't figure it out, was the Adult Survivors Act, which opens a one-year window for victims of sexual abuse to sue their abusers. For some reason, and maybe I'm wrong here, maybe it did clear, for some reason it failed to clear the Assembly. And I know that followed earlier passage in the Senate. Am I right with that? Is that still out there? Did that not pass as far as the Assembly was concerned, sir?
Yeah, passed the Senate, didn't pass the Assembly, and hopefully the Assembly will take it up as soon as possible.
Something to keep an eye on. Doesn't mean as session ends, just so people know. It means that as it ended, there are things left on the table. That could be wrapped up as far as emergency situations are concerned, correct?
Well, the session has ended. It is possible that we could go back into session, at the call of the Senate Majority Leader. We will see what happens. You referenced the MTA. The governor has a MTA restructuring plan and has some proposed folks to run it. It was given to us at the, very last minute, and there was a consensus that we really needed to look at that, a little bit more carefully, especially, with the appointment of new people. I want to make sure, since, I sit on the committee that oversees the MTA, I want to make sure that whomever is going to be considered for an appointment is fully grilled before that committee. And my particular concern is to make sure, I want to make sure our subways are running smoothly, best as possible. The MTA board oversees the Long Island Railroad as well, and I believe there needs to be much more oversight by the MTA over the railroad. And anybody new going into the MTA, I want to make sure that we know clearly what their focus will be about improving service for Long Island Railroad riders.
In your estimation, is Sarah Feinberg the right individual? She was the interim president, as many would know, of the New York City Transit Authority, now will become the MTA's chairwoman, as the MTA's first MTA chairwoman. And we know that Pat Foy has gone in another direction here. Are you okay with Sarah Feinberg leading the way here?
I've never met her. I only know her by reputation. That's why I want us to have a full interview process and a full vetting by the state legislature if, you know, she ultimately is going to be the person to do that job.
Lots on the table, no question. And Senator Jim Gorin is right there. Always a pleasure to have you on. You know, that's good stuff. Well done, really well done, as far as NYAW is concerned and helping those folks out. Until the next time, sir, you stay well now.
You as well. Thanks, Jay.
You got it. Listen, they got it done. They got it done. Now, still need that signature. You know, you still need the signature of the governor. He'll get to it. You know, he's indicated, of course, in the past. He had to get this done. A little bit of a hold up there. They had to iron some things out. They will get this done, though. There's no question.